When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Another Monday, another victory on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, the Eagles beat the Baltimore Ravens, 8 straight wins. Your thoughts?
Victory! There we go.
Never a doubt.
You know it's big when Fritz, when Fritz joins in.
Yep.
You know it's big when Fritz joins in.
Listen, great job by you two. Off of 5 days rest, man. I appreciate it. I felt all the energy.
Well,
there.
I also felt your eyes on me. I knew I was being watched, so I knew I had to be all in. I knew it was more about Jack, but I knew I had to be all in.
Never about me. It's about the team.
All right. So the Philadelphia Eagles have won 8 straight games after a tough win, probably the last game of the season they'll be underdogs in, against the Baltimore Ravens. Cold, down 9-0, second straight week the game starts and I'm like, oh no, and the second straight week they got it together. Not only are the Philadelphia Eagles much better than I thought they would be, as good as any team in the NFL. I don't know who's best, but the Eagles are as good as any team in the NFL. Not only am I surprised about how good they are, it is how they are good that I didn't see coming, that I don't know that any of us could have seen coming. You know, coming into this year, the best case scenario for the Eagles, how are they going to win, is by having a passable defense and an offense full of weapons and explosion and all that kind of sort of stuff. And after 4 weeks of the season going into the bye, they decided that is not the team that they were, and they decided the team that they were going to be, and they became that team. And they became a team with a dominant defense who muscles the other team, who basically bullies the other team on offense until they fall apart in the third quarter when they just can't take it anymore. And they decided they were going to be a tougher team than the other team every week. And I think it is a reflection overall. Everybody deserves credit. It is a reflection of the coach and the job that the coach has done to get them not only to perform at this level, but to buy into it and to be this team, to be the tougher team every week. So I'm I'm just excited and impressed. I never saw this coming. Not just a great team, but this kind of great team. And we feel we're lucky, man. I mean.
Let me out the cage.
All right. Well,
Let me out the cage.
You always need to catch your breath. So it's just wait. All right.
Let me out of the cage.
You're out of the cage.
Listen.
Yes.
Yesterday, confirmation, best team in the NFL plays right here in Philadelphia.
Uh-oh.
Flat out. I've been saying it for a couple weeks, really since they beat Washington. They needed to go on the road and take care of the Rams, and they needed to get through that game yesterday. I didn't know how it was going to play out. I would have been perfectly okay with the split. They happened to sweep the Rams and the Baltimore Ravens on the road in consecutive weeks. Rams are a good football team. Not a great football team, but a good football team. And that's a quality win they got on a Sunday night out there in Los Angeles. Then to travel back here, be underdogs on a holiday weekend down there in Baltimore, and then play the way that they play. Listen, I don't know what the hell to do about the first quarters. I don't. They're gonna drive me crazy, and they just start. I don't know what to do about it, you know. I don't care. It's been 13 weeks, and you try to say, okay, this is what they've been like all year. You should expect this and have your emotions in check.
Nah.
That never happens. Never happens. I'm mad as hell yesterday. We're down 9-0. I mean, we basically let the Ravens go down the field on us twice with no problem, as if we hadn't played defense all year. And then our offense looked completely as if they had no idea what they wanted to do. What was that? We didn't get a first down until the second quarter. After the first play of the game, when we gave the ball to the MVP, right?
That was a first down, but then I don't think we had another one until the second quarter.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, this team drives me crazy, and I love them to death. I love this team to death because you know why? This is not a perfect team, Spike. They're not a perfect team, and that's a positive because that means there's room to grow. There's room to get better as a team, even at this stage of the season. Wait till this passing game starts to pick up. And we'll get into it. It's on 118. Y'all look, Listen, Coach Sirianni was in his bag after the game. Oh. He got his back up. He got to defending his quarterback. I love to see it. It was unnecessary, but I love to see it. I do. He's defending Jalen yesterday with his 118 yards of passing and 11 completions. All right, whatever, man. Jalen, for at least three drives, was awesome. He was awesome in that second quarter, right? The two scoring drives.
He was.
He made some key throws. And late in that game, the key third down throw to Dallas Goedert was awesome as well. So he did some good things yesterday. But that game yesterday, quite frankly, and I hope my brother is in the car right now and listening. He may be still at the station listening. But, Hugh, the idea that the defense is a luxury? What?
It's like it's like the Eagles are playing just to prove Hugh wrong at this point.
Are you kidding me? Where would we be without this defense? Where would we be? I know Saquon's the MVP of the league and the team. I get that. That's going offensively. I'm just saying defensively, where would we be as a team? How good would we be if this defense wasn't playing at this level? They just went into Baltimore and bullied the bully. Oh, I love it.
The best offense in the NFL.
I love it all year.
They've been the best offense in the NFL.
And they pride themselves on being the bully. And I love the fact that we answered that, man. Because this, Jack, now, Spike, you weren't here last year. But, Jack, doggone it, it may be a year to the date. That San Francisco 49er game was, my goodness. You're talking about getting your manhood taken. Pardon me, but I'm just saying.
Well, it ended the season.
Yes. I mean, we didn't recover from it. Yesterday? Could have had the same effect. Now, obviously, this team is different than what that team was last year. But the idea of going up and playing against a physical team like this and in their house and playing the way that we – I don't even care about that last touchdown. They scored 12 points yesterday as far as I'm concerned. They scored 12 points, and Lamar looked like he didn't know what was going on for the majority of that game. He had a couple drives where he made some plays, but for the most part, that defense was outstanding yesterday. Vic Fangio, my goodness. The way you got these young Bucks playing is I can name all of them. They all contributed yesterday, every last one of them. You can go up and down the line, the two D tackles, along with Milton Williams, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. You want to go to the outside, the young Bucks, Jalen Hunt, and Nolan Smith. My goodness, Nolan Smith since the bye week has been a completely different player than what we hoped we were getting when they drafted him out of Georgia. And the young secondary It's tattered, and they still battled all game. The Exciting Whites was out there balling yesterday. Now, listen, Cooper DeJean. Now, listen, I haven't seen people do that to Derrick Henry much.
He picked him up.
King Henry, you picked up like that, man.
He body slammed
and
him.
Drove him into the ground.
Yeah.
Woo, Lord. All right, you got something you want to say there, Fritzy? I can keep going, man. I'm excited. We got a defensive squad in the city.
Yep.
Listen, we love the offense. I love all the offensive skill position players. But damn it.
Yeah.
This city is built on defense. And there's nothing like having the identity of your football team being defined by aggressive, attacking, opportunistic, nasty. Ooh, Jalen Carter, just nasty. Ooh, nasty. Took him to Pound Town yesterday, man.
Pound Town on both sides.
Man. All of that.
Oh, my God.
All right, man, I'm going to combust.
All right.
Let me chill out.
Doesn't even need a blue chew.
No, not at all.
Blue chew. That's the last thing I need.
4-hour show. We're going to be fine.
Everything's great.
Yep.
Permission to be excited about the Eagles for 5 seconds?
Get in there.
No, dude. I think you laid it out pretty well there. Like, I'll try to one-up you. All right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's the Philadelphia football team.
Oh, there
it is. That's what I'm talking about.
They run the ball. They're physical. And you're proud of them. I
wasn't proud of that team last year or 2022.
Or 2022. I thought, you know, they were good. They beat up a lot of bad teams. They're winning real games now. Like, they're
three straight real games.
Real games.
You could say four.
It's like, oh, the Rams game. That's a trap game. All right. They come back, and then they go down to the Ravens pride themselves on being the team that takes it to you. That is what John Harbaugh preaches. And they got freaking bullied yesterday. And I always hold the 0-4 team in very, very high regard. I think that's the best team, single team I've seen in this city.
Yeah!
I think this team is right there with them. I thought the 0-4 team is better than the 17 team.
I agree.
I thought the 0-4 team is better than the 22 team.
I agree.
I think this is the best Eagles team of my lifetime outside of
0-4. Boy.
I do.
Uh-oh.
I do.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
They're really freaking good.
They are good.
215-592-9494. Two more things about what you said, Ike.
Yes.
First, about the two wins on the road against the Rams and the Ravens. Both those teams, those were important. Those are teams that are fighting for their lives right now. The Ravens are 8-4, now 8-5, and a tough AFC. This game was a big game for the Eagles, but it was a big game for the Ravens.
Probably bigger for the Ravens.
For the Ravens. Yeah. And the Rams as well. The Rams are fighting for their playoff lives, have gotten it together, have left themselves not a lot of wiggle room to make the playoffs. So are they one of the three or four best teams in the NFL? The Rams? No, but that is a good team on the road and a team that was fighting for their lives. And the second thing that you said that I wanted to bring up was you said they're not a perfect team, and they're not. But what has been great about the team is that it just seems like when one part of the team doesn't have it going, the other part will step up and take do what it needs
good
to do to keep them.
Football. Complimentary football.
And you can talk about this multiple times through the season, but I think, you know, the offense coming through for the defense yesterday. Defense played great yesterday, but when they needed that drive to really end the game, that 7-play, I think 70-some yard drive,
all runs.
Yeah, when it was just like you need to give the defense a break. You've had so many three and outs. You had a few three and outs to start the second half. I think it was 2 3 and outs, and I just felt like
we had like 3 or 4 good drives the whole game offensively.
But they needed them. I mean, those were drives they needed. And that one in the second half, I just felt like, man, if we don't get a drive here, the Ravens are going to end up scoring because we're going to be on the field too much. And they got a drive when they needed to, and they've been that way all year long.
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I didn't.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
ShopBlinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Phil, until Superman scored that touchdown, I didn't feel safe.
No, absolutely not.
I didn't feel safe. I mean, we're in Baltimore. You give Lamar Jackson the ball late in a one-possession game, this dude can make magic down the field by just running around.
Sure.
That's what I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be in that situation.
And
so we needed that to be a two-score game.
And the wild thing about the slow starts is we focus on the offense, but the defense kind of starts slow too. They started slow against the Rams. They started slow against the Ravens.
Yep.
They started slow against Cincinnati.
Yep.
You remember they drove up and down the field against Cincinnati. And then
they made adjustments.
They make adjustments, and it doesn't seem like they panic. You know, they're down 9-0. They don't go away from the run game. They don't panic on offense. And then on defense, even when they got sliced up in the beginning of the Bengals game, sliced up in the beginning of the Rams game, sliced up in the beginning of this game too, and whatever it is, whether it's communication on the sideline, whether it's Fangio making adjustments, whatever it is, they settle in and they play good football on both sides.
If you take out the first quarter, the best team in the history of football. I mean, they have the best defense ever, and they score in the 30s.
We don't score in that first quarter. I don't know what that is.
17, I think, first quarter points this year.
Total.
Yeah, in 12 games. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, Jackie Frizz, boy, you able to jump on the train, baby. Hey, everybody, get on the train. Hey, man, listen, I'm lost for words again.
Yep. That's what I do to people.
I don't care about Baltimore. See, I was never worried. See, y'all hype Lamar up.
Oh, you are sick, man.
Y'all hype him up 2 times a week. I told y'all.
Yeah, Jalen took him down yesterday, baby. Jalen took down another goat.
Nah, listen. When game on the line, wasn't Ken arguing with you last week's fight? That boy Lamar, he ain't going to let Tulu win the game. He always going to give you opportunity. He a 2-time MVP, but when the game on the line, the boy going to fold. Listen, man. His defense, Zach Bond, if you look at his numbers right now, he got better numbers than Luke Kuechly had his MVP defensive player of the season year. Like, and he ain't even in consideration. He like plus 7,000, and he got better numbers than Luke Kuechly. And like I said, Superman, hey, if you keep giving him the ball, gonna break one. Like it's like when you Bryce Harper, like a top pitcher, you know, Barry Bonds, keep pitching it to him, keep playing around with him. You're going to break one. That boy Saquon Barkley, he a bad man. He a bad man. And y'all can say all y'all want. Game manager, try him if you want to. They say he can't throw if you want to. Yeah, go ahead. And question, he can't beat you with his arm. Or whoever, I want the team to do that. Because y'all going to be in for a rude awakening, man. I'm so happy about this team. Hey, Ike, who's the toughest team? Who's the toughest division in the NFL?
Who, the AFC North?
Hey, man, we about to be the AFC North champ. Hey, and one more week, we need the Bulls. Get the Bulls down, everybody, because they so tough. But they ain't tough enough.
If they beat Pittsburgh, that's an impressive sweep of that division.
Get the Bulls out, baby.
That is pretty impressive.
And guess what? Every year, there's always something. Remember, we ain't winning Cincinnati. We ain't winning New Orleans. We ain't winning Baltimore. Hey, guess what? y'all? We ain't never beat Russell Wilson. It's coming up. It's coming up, baby. It's the revenge tour.
Oh, that's right. We haven't beat Russell Wilson.
It's the revenge tour, baby.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And you got something coming for you. We got our coach, all the disrespect you got, man. I love this team. Jack, you are, I ain't going to say they got to finish. I ain't going to say they better than anybody yet. Now they play
gotta
at a high level.
This thing, see?
We got to finish. Hey, you saw the way C.J. Gardner-Johnson rally their troops on the sideline.
I saw it.
Jalen Hurts was when the offense was struggling. Hurts and AJ O'Line was.
I saw it.
We've been waiting for that baby.
Yeah,
Corey, you needed it
more than anyone after what happened on Saturday. You really did.
To get emasculated like that.
What are we doing?
Jack just planted his flag in the middle of your field right there.
Bang! Where's Jason Avant?
Hey, y'all. Hey, Penn State, we giving y'all opportunity. Don't let us down.
But I'll holler at y'all. What are you talking about?
All right.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
comeback by you two. Are you holding on to that?
Yeah, he was waiting.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Jack came out super positive. Best Eagles team he's seen in his life. It took one call from Corey to just turn Jack back into Jack.
Yep.
215-592-9494.
That's a tough one to hit him with right there.
Yeah, listen.
That's a tough one.
Oh, hey, we build up and then we tear down.
Is that how we do it?
It's a WIP model.
Yep. We are, by the way, we're at Chickies and Pete's. Brandon Graham's show will be here. BG will be here at 6 o'clock.
BG yesterday.
Yeah. He was like,
I told you going to make his presence felt.
Coach BG. Coach BG.
Him and Jalen celebrating the locker room. Jalen did his signature thing.
Yeah.
And then
bring personality out of Jalen.
And then 7 o'clock is Players Lounge. Is it?
I have no idea.
Okay. So it'll be Ike.
Would be a good night for Cooper DeGene.
We don't know. It'd be a good night for any of them. Yeah. It would be a good night for Cooper
DeGene. I totally agree.
But we don't know if it's going to be Cooper. But I mean, it'll be good no matter what.
Did you feel the Delaware Valley shake yesterday when he picked up there?
You know what I felt? I felt the Fanatics website shaking as every dad in the Delaware Valley bought the Cooper DeGene jersey for their kid.
Yep.
Did you order one for Walker yet?
He's still got his little Hurts jersey.
Okay.
We're going to have to change that up.
I might have to get me a Cooper jersey, man.
Wow. We'll have to ask our side of the delegation whether you can wear a Cooper DeGene jersey. 215-592-9494. Colin, I
vouch for Cooper.
Yes. I'll tell you what.
You won the draft, yep.
Ike sings Creed at 5:30 5 days a week. He's allowed to wear the Cooper DeGene jersey.
For it,
Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP. What's up, Colin?
Hey. All right. First, Spike, I called in beginning of the season, before the season started.
You said they're going to go to the Super Bowl?
I thought they could beat Baltimore, and you stopped. So I got to bust your chops a little bit. I just had to bring that up. Sorry.
I actually thought they were going to lose yesterday, too.
Especially after that first series. I was like, Jalen sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then they turned around. And all right, let me get going. I got to start with, they put the boom, baby.
They did bring the boom.
That's what they do. That is what they do. I was watching the highlights. Jalen Carter, for as disruptive as he was, he could have been so
Colin,
much more
are you crying?
They didn't hold him, like every play, hands to the face constantly. This boy is the, he's not a baby rhino. He's like, he's like a big old black rhino, baby.
Whoa,
Colin.
This guy.
Hold
on. Cooper DeGene, that reminded me of Colin.
Yeah, Colin.
reminded me of when Dawkins stopped the bus, set in his tracks that one game.
Man.
The bus never gets stopped.
Let's pull it
together.
It
was like
here,
the bus
man.
Hit a brick wall, and that's exactly what King Henry did.
Yeah. King Henry's
a fraud. GJ, after his speech to the defense, after the second series, they were a completely different team.
Yep.
And Saquon, it was just a matter of time. He kept on chipping. There was a few where he was one broken tackle away.
Oh
from
man, yeah,
it
yeah,
to
a couple of those. Yes,
a couple of them, baby.
Yeah.
And when he scored that touchdown, when he went to the sideline, I loved seeing BG was like the first person that gave him a pat on the back. Because it was heartbreaking getting that BG
news,
not being there. And they better, like Vic Fangio says, they better not do him like Dawkins. They better bring him back because he is one of the hearts and soul of that team.
It's a little different than the Dawkins situation.
Where did Becton come from?
This New York.
Dude is a monster, and to have emotional. A guard his size, he has been a phenomenal pickup. It was.
You got to pay him too, don't we?
8 hours later, and I still feel like I'm about to jump out of my skin. I want to run through a wall, headbutt people. I can't wait. Now I'm going this week to the Carolina game. I expect them not to have a letdown game. Well, they cannot look past Carolina to the Steelers. They make it past these next two because Detroit has a very hard schedule coming up. If they can make it past Carolina and not get into a trap and get past that Steelers defense, oh, baby! I am set to bank. Yesterday was the first two series, I was so irritated.
Yeah.
My little daughter, she was jumping all over me. She does the Eagles chant. And I had to walk away. I'm like, hon, I need to go down the basement. And I'm just standing there pacing back and forth in front of our TV. And then they started to turn around. Halftime, I went back upstairs, was a completely different person, happy. And it was, I told my boys that if they can get up by two scores, they cannot let the Ravens have the last possession.
Right.
Down by nothing less than two scores. And Saquon just, he shut the book. MVP, baby! A-A-J-O-E-S in the
All right. Are we cutting Colin a little slack for the Rhino comment?
Well,
I don't think he knew what he was doing.
So much
bigger. We've been letting a lot slide around here lately, so I guess it's okay. I'm getting away with saying a lot, too, and I guess others, yeah.
We're all friends here, right?
Yeah, we're all friends. It's all, we don't see color. Could have been a white rhino.
Yeah. Could
have just said a rhino.
You could have said a rhino. Well, I was about to ask him to snort, because I think he would have snorted on the air. And then he said black rhino.
Yeah, he was melting down. Yeah. What a call. Yeah.
What do you think it's like watching an Eagles game with Colin?
Are you kidding me?
They might need to take the daughter out of the house during football games. Might be a good move moving
and
forward.
And maybe score in the first quarter.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that not scoring in the first quarter has everybody on edge.
Yeah. Well, at some point.
It's part of our identity.
They could change that part of the identity. It'd be okay with me. If you didn't hear Nick Sirianni's post-game celebration and hard work speech, we will play that for you next. Nick also speaks at 3:15-ish. Then Donovan McNabb joins us at 4.
5!
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards for the holidays. Perfect gift. Everybody loves a Chickies and Pete's gift card. Buy it in person or online at chickiesandpetes.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.